ABC Radio Hobart with Rick Goddard.
But let's warm your heart with some good news. I do love a Tasmanian win. Ketanya Maynard, who you might know better as a singer-songwriter, also a real leader in her community, has won the Emerging Tasmanian Aboriginal Writers Prize for her poem Black Space. Hi, Ketanya.
Hello, how you doing, Rick?
Good, congratulations.
Thank you very much. It was a bit of a shock.
Yeah, it's exciting though to get. I mean, you've been doing music for a long time. How much poetry have you done?
You know, I dabbled in high school, and I've written bits here and there. Things, I guess, that didn't fit into the song space. And then Blackscape came along and just, I guess, changed everything for me. I honestly think it's the best thing I've ever written.
What's it about? Can I ask that?
Of course. So I guess the whole theme of the Hobart Writing Festival was my Tasmanian landscape, which is a really interesting theme, in particular for Aboriginal people to write about, because when you talk about landscape, you don't talk, it's not a separate thing to Aboriginal people themselves. We view ourselves as being part of the land, and so I really wanted to play with that. And I just seen the Nightingale.
Oh wow!
Which yeah, I know, I was feeling particularly traumatised in a very, very good way. If you've not seen the Nightingale, you need to go and see it. It will rock your world. But I just seen it. I thought, you know, so many people had sent me the link to enter. I thought, you know what, damn, I'm going to do it. And it's pretty much everything I ever needed to say. You know, there are references to my own childhood. It talks about land rights. It talks about climate change, which is such a big issue that's not just pressing for everyone, but also for Indigenous peoples themselves, because we are so invested in our landscape that once we're seeing it destroyed, it's quite heartbreaking. And also even reference to, you know, the poor little children up in the Northern Territory in Western Australia who are currently so depressed and in such horrific conditions just because they are beautiful little blackfellas. They don't see themselves that way, and they're off killing themselves. And I've referenced as much as I possibly can because I knew I only had like 80 to 100 lines to say everything, and yeah, it was a lot.
Is that going to inspire you to work more into poetry?
Oh, definitely. I've always wanted to do more poetry. It's just, I guess this is the big kick in the bum I needed to know that, you know, you actually can do it, and you do have a lot to say, and you may very well help someone by writing it. So that's been really nice of a realization, I guess.
Yeah, that process. Recognition's so encouraging, isn't it? To go, yeah, you're a poet, do it. You're not trying, you just did it.
It is.
That's all it is. Congratulations. Lovely to talk to you.
Thank you.